The International Criminal Court in The Hague has dealt with plenty of war criminals and warlords, but it may soon have a different target, the Catholic Church. The tribunal is being asked to investigate top Vatican officials over the global clerical sex abuse scandal. As NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome, the argument is that the sex offenses meet the legal definition of crimes against humanity and should be prosecuted.
Pope Benedict XVI has repeatedly apologized for crimes committed by priests. But the Survivors Network of those abused by priests, also known as SNAP, and the Human Rights Legal Advocacy Center for Constitutional Rights say the Vatican has yet to implement a policy to crack down on abusive priests and cooperate with law enforcement. They're delivering more than 20,000 pages of documentation from all over the world to the International Criminal Court, the ICC. Attorney Pam Spees says the evidence shows that crimes of clerical sex abuse constitute a widespread or systematic attack directed against a civilian population.
And what we're saying is that the crimes of sexual violence within the church context are widespread, certainly, but they're also being committed on a systematic basis in the sense that it is the policies and practices of the church and church leadership which allow these things to continue.
SNAP's David Clossy says these crimes, which follow the same pattern throughout the world, can't be effectively addressed piecemeal by prosecutors in individual countries, but require the scrutiny of an international institution.
The systematic rape of children on a global basis, day after day, week after week, year after year, decade after decade, in this massive institution where there are virtually no checks and balances. We honestly believe that that is every bit as heinous and needs to be exposed and stopped as crimes of an individual military general who abuses the power of his troops and his weaponry.
The complaint cites two liability theories: superior responsibility, where persons in positions of authority can be found liable for the actions of others if they knew or had reason to know about and failed to prevent the crimes, or failed to turn the matter over to civil authorities. And individual responsibility, for example, Attorney Spees says, when the current pope was head of the Vatican office handling clerical sex abuse cases.
You see, over periods of years, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger either refusing to defrock offending priests, even when the bishops are telling him over and over again, this harm is being done, there's more risk of harm, and he's leaving them there. Or he's moving them.
Clossy says psychologists and experts believe not more than 15% of men and women who were sexually abused as children ever speaks out, and an even smaller percentage takes legal action.
In virtually every country, what has come to light about clergy sex crimes and cover-ups in the Catholic Church is dwarfed, dramatically dwarfed, by the secrets that remain hidden, and that's why we think that an investigation is really, really crucial.
The Vatican has not reacted so far, and the ICC has not said whether it will take up the case. But Clossy is convinced that by putting the international spotlight on top officials of the Catholic Church, other victims in Europe and across the world who have remained silent will find the courage and strength to speak out, thereby also helping to protect children who are vulnerable right now. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.